Thank you, dear Chairman. It's just to share what we recently done with the G7 activity, in which we tried to put inside the protocol. And now I want to share with you the way in which we tried to do. And we hope that it was successful and the following actions could improve, could follow. But obviously, I'm talking inside the increasing resiliency of climate change, the program area seven that we are leading with Spain, and within which the workshop was organized. And you know, just to recall the objective, but that are building capacity to deal with water scarcity and its health impacts, and exchange experience on building resiliency to climate change in urban areas. So what we present in Milan very recently was the... Well, I want to stress that it was done within the Health G7. You know that Health G7 was previously only focused on particular diseases, such as global health or One Health for animal and food, animal and human health, or antimicrobial resistance, or fight to AIDS, and so on. But from also in the general communication of the G7, of all the ministries, it was given mandate to follow up the role of environmental factor in affecting human health. And then in the final communication of the G7 Health, there are many elements recalling the importance of environmental factor in health. I don't want to take time to go in details on this, but we have obviously some general consideration, and in which water scarcity and water is stressed once again. There is also an important part on the role of WHO, and also asking for another strengthening of financing of WHO, particularly to for the support of WHO to adapt and to mitigate, but mainly to adapt the health impacts on climate and environmental factor. So, but the core of the communiqué is that after a preamble, we put three general item in the communication, and one was impacts of environmental factor on health that has the same importance as antimicrobial resistance. And there are other consideration in this particular item, impacts on environmental factor on health. And one particular and successful sentence was done by, particularly by Italy, and accepted by the other, that really, I think, is bringing protocol in the communication, because the sentence is that we will work with other sectors and with international colleagues towards achieving access to safe drinking water and sanitation by reducing geographical differences in services provided, avoiding discrimination or exclusion in access to services by vulnerable groups, and promoting affordability. I think that is the core of protocol, so we are proud of this. And to give also a follow-up of this workshop, of these principles, we hope to finalize a workshop in 2019. We have time to give detail next year about this, but it will be done in Italy. Thank you for attention.